Om Shanti. So, hope everyone is enjoying this time in Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar. So few of us, so we can really have some time. Not so many people roaming around, so we can enjoy meditation. The class today is about happiness. I just want to ask, who is happy here? Yeah? Who wants to be unhappy? Unhappy. Who wants to suffer? Who loves to cry? So normally it's a question that we shouldn't ask, but sometimes because we are such old souls, very ancient, it is possible that many sanskars of sadness, of unhappiness, come. They come because we have experienced that in some of our lives, maybe in this life itself. So those sanskars are there. So that's why Baba reminds us that we should be happy. Who remembers the song today for Muli? No, the Sakar song in the Muli today. Who remembers? We have attained, yes? We have attained everything we want to attain. That's a song of happiness. We have everything. We have everything. And I just wonder if when Baba was playing that song first time or second time, if people really had everything they wanted. I don't think so. I think it was not there. But still, with that song, people start to think, okay, I have God. If I have God, I have everything. So nothing really matters. So happiness has two different and basic meanings. And in Hindi, they use two different words. One is Khush and Sukh. Yeah? Hindi Wallace? Yeah? So first thing is that happiness that comes from you know, gladness, that joy, you know, that happiness which is something you want to offer. You want to smile a lot. Yeah? So, is everyone smiling here? I don't see everyone smiling here. Now you are smiling. That's Kush, you know? It's something that comes and you enjoy and you love. You like to have that. And when Baba played that song this morning, I'm sure my brothers and sisters from India, they were, wow, that song touched the heart a lot. But even for us, it touches a lot. Because it's that moment we remember that we have everything. Maybe we don't have physically the things we need. Maybe we still don't have internally everything we need. But we have Baba. And if you have Baba, so slowly everything comes to your hands. Everything comes to you. However, Baba, he does not speak only about that song. He says sometimes to play many songs, right? Nowadays with the cell phones, mobile phones, so you see many Brahmins with their mobiles playing songs around. And Baba recommends that we should play songs. Other recommendations, Baba says, sometimes go to other centers, right? Travel around, come to Madhuban, refresh yourself. Have you heard all these recommendations? Yeah? Or not? Yeah? That's all for Kush. That's all for that happiness where you really feel, wow, it's worthwhile to be here. It's wonderful to be a Brahmin. But they were thinking something, because we're supposed to be spiritual and so conscious. So why bothering about a song? Or why bothering about the toli, special toli, or ice cream, or paneer, any special food people like? Why bothering about the weather, if the weather is good or bad? Right, if you are a spiritual person, you should be the same. Sunny, cloudy, storms. You should always have that smile. And if your mother dies, you have to learn how to do halva first. Then you have to cook halva, yeah. So Baba gives lots of recommendations, but then sometimes it goes against some of the concepts we have about spirituality or about spiritual person. We expect to be spiritual, to be like, I don't know, a little ethereal, you know, a little no substance, and you are not affected by anything at all. But the reality is different. We are still in the process. This is why in the Sakar Muli especially, during the time when Brahma Babu was still making effort, he tells us something like, children, be happy and create methods to keep your happiness. Because if you don't have those methods, if you don't have those tools, Maya will come and take your happiness away. And sometimes he says, Maya the cat will come. Maya will just blow your candle, and that's it. You are in darkness again. So, yes, a spiritual person probably will be in such a stage that nothing will bother, but the reality is we are still in the process. We are in a school of angels, right? So in a school of angels, there are no angels. Because all of us, we are still learning. So we have to learn a lot. And sometimes it's a little more difficult, sometimes it's easier. But there are some three things we can do to work on our happiness in that stage of Kush. That happiness when you feel glad, you feel joy, you feel all those things. First thing is, as Baba says in the Murlis, you need some easy method. You need some music. You need something, you know. Something that makes you laugher, a smile, some little joke, some little game, dance, cultural program. And we Brahmins, we are expert in those. We do so much. Didi was just sharing this morning how yesterday, 10:30 p.m., they were still doing cultural program. Have you been here for Diwali or, yeah, Diwali or Holi? So much celebration, right? They love to play and do things. Or maybe you have a special food, a special toli, something that you really enjoy. Or someone, maybe a senior soul or some soul that you can talk, not with attachment, but just like a method to trigger that happiness. And that's probably the basic and the easiest effort. You need like a toolbox. And then you can take a tool and then you remember that, well, yes, this is good. Because this is a long journey. You know, I don't know, how many hours do you take to come to Madhuban? I am more than 30 hours to come to Madhuban. So anyone more than 30 hours to come? No. But it's a long journey, right? Everyone here do a long journey to come to Madhuban. So you always have something to entertain yourself, right? Maybe some murli, special murli, or a book you like, or something you enjoy. And so in the Brahmin life itself is a long journey. How many years in Gyan? Who is more than 30 years in Gyan here? Raise your hands. Oh, okay. 25? More than 25 years? Yeah, there are a few, eh? There are a few there. Okay. So it's a long journey. 20 years in Gyan? More than 10 years in Gyan. So it's a long journey. And maybe there will be other 10 years more. And so what? And you're still in a journey. You know, sometimes I feel like these children in a car, when the parents take the children for a ride, for some going somewhere, you know, and the children start to get very restless, no? And they start to ask, are we there yet? You know, I feel like asking Baba, Baba, are we there yet? When is it finishing this? So we have to entertain ourselves because it's a long journey. So we need these easy efforts, this like kind of a toolbox that we have and we enjoy. And I see with seniors, even 40 years in Gyan and plus, they have their hobbies, they have their things that make them keeping that kush, that happiness. Second thing, we also need some deeper methods to experience that kind of kush, that kind of happiness. Because sometimes you go through a series of experiences of maya, you know. Baba in the mulis, sometimes he puts maya as a cat, then as a alligator, then as a boxer, in the same muli and the wrestler, no? He changes the form of maya many times. And so it's possible that we go through many karmic settling and that shakes our stage a little bit. So the music you like maybe won't work in that case. So you know, the toll you love, maybe it won't work in that case. You need something a little deeper. Because when Maya comes with that strength, your connection with Baba is broken. So those music and everything, they work when the connection is there. But when the connection is not there, if I have a very nice CD or a music in any form, MP3, etc., but I don't have how to play it, there is no energy, the battery is flat, something's wrong, so it doesn't matter how beautiful, how wonderful that music is, I can't listen to that. So the second level is something we have to create before Maya comes, not during the fire of Maya. And normally is via understanding, via churning knowledge. Because as you churn knowledge, you start to make reality into something understandable. Many of us, maybe we have come to Gyan because we couldn't understand what we are going through at that moment specifically. So when we are Brahmins, it's extremely important that we understand every moment we go through. And especially and particularly those moments that are not so good, that are unpleasant. If someone gives ice cream to you to eat, it's very easy. But if they give you broccoli, I mean, that green thing there, you know, it's kind of nothing there, so it's not so easy. So sometimes life gives lots of broccoli or whatever you don't like to eat, you know, everyone has their own taste. Sometimes life gives you very unpleasant scenes and situations. You cannot work in that moment, but you can keep your happiness if you have worked on yourself deeply before that. And I was just remembering a case of Bridge Mohanbhai, one of our three big seniors, he was sharing many years ago. So, you have been traveling in India by train? Have you traveled by train? Yes? Okay. Many people don't like. Okay. But within the train of India, there is the local trains. And that's something they really, really, really prevent us, double foreigners, to go through. Okay. Because it's full of people, it's very, very unpleasant. So Bridge Mohanbhai was sharing that he was giving a lecture in another center in Delhi. And so they took him there, so he gave the lecture. And after giving the lecture, he was going back to Pandavabhavan, no, to his place. But the brothers, they didn't have anybody to take him by car. So they sent him by train, night, rush hour, no, rush time. But they said, okay, we are giving you first class train. But local trains don't work first class. So he was sharing how he was there among this crowd, this huge crowd of people, everyone trying to get into that train. You know, and people coming from work. So you can imagine the situation. He was with... you know, kurta, clean. He just gave a lecture, so it was completely clean, etc. And these people, they are just coming from work. And lots of people and lots of people. So he was saying, okay. He started to be pushed here and there. And he couldn't get into the train. He had to wait the next one. I think he took like the fourth or fifth train. But instead of getting unhappy or upset, he started to enjoy. Because he said, you know, I have some back problems. So when people start to push me, I felt like they are massaging me. So instead of being pushed, he felt like I'm going through a massage here. If you go deep in yourself, that's how you will be able to react when situation comes. But you have to do that beforehand. During the fire of Maya, oh, forget. You won't remember it's a massage. Third thing, sometimes Maya strikes even harder. Sometimes, really, you have to settle some very bitter karmic account. And the two books won't work. The beautiful music won't work. And you may have churned a lot of knowledge. It won't work either. Because you are really in a very, very deep experience. Baba calls it a storm. And when you are during the storm, or hurricane, or tufan, then things really, they look like upside down. They don't look right, you know. When you are in a storm and you try to walk, you can walk, you do lots of effort, but that does work. And all your knowledge, not only the connection is broken, but the knowledge is also forgotten. So everything is down. I was just reading an email by someone saying about that. And then you start to grasp, you know, when you're in storm, you start to hold on to anything. Even this, you can hold and you try to avoid being blown away. So more than yoga, more than gyan, you need something else for that situation. And especially to keep that kush, that happiness, moving on. Because yes, you may lose everything, and in fact, we are a community of people who are being prepared to lose everything, right? Right? Yeah? Do you have the realization that in fact we are going to lose everything? And we are being prepared by Baba to lose everything. Before dying, we will lose completely everything we have. Because that's the end of the cycle, and we are, well, at some point we are going to reach that end of the cycle. And that moment, that will be the biggest storm ever. Bigger than the storm in the United States they have now. Bigger than any storm. Because Baba, he describes on some Murlis how it will be like all the sanskars attacking you, all the elements attacking you, everything going against you. So that's the third case. And although we are going to experience that at some time in our lives, we do experience that small, like rehearsals during our Brahmin lives. And most Brahmins I know, they go through that at least once in their Brahmin life. So if you haven't been through that situation yet, well, sorry to say, you are going to some point. And don't worry about that. All of us go through it. And what works more? What will help you to keep that happiness, and that was my personal experience, is the service you have done. How much you have served others, because they have given you some blessings, they have given you good wishes, and those will be like currency for you. They will be gold when you are going through big storms. Those blessings, they will work like an umbrella to protect you from the big rain. Those blessings will help you in so many ways. If we have to settle a karmic account, we have to settle it. You can avoid, you can even try to prevent, but at the end, the karmic account will come to you. But if you have those blessings, you won't feel it. Or it will be strong, but you will be able to go through. So, serve a lot. If you want to be happy all the time, do lots of service. Churn a lot of knowledge. And check your yoga also, if Maya is not breaking the connection. So that's the first type of happiness, is the kush. Okay? Is it okay? Yeah? Fine? But there is a second type of happiness. In Hindi they say sukh, like sukdam. No, the place there in Pandav Bhavan, which was the first place they built. No, the accommodation in Pandav Bhavan is to be very, extremely simple, right? And so they built the Sukdam to be a place for VIPs and special Brahmins. So I was here when they inaugurated. Well, Baba inaugurated. Baba Bhaptada that day, he stayed from 6:30 p.m., 7 p.m. until 10 a.m. So it was a very short stay. And at some point during his stay, he just came out and he went there and he did something like this, and that was the inauguration of Sukdam. And later there was a big party, so the inauguration was very big. And there was one brother. I don't know if anyone from Sri Lanka here, he had a brother. So this brother, he used to be in Sri Lanka at that time. And he was coming from Sri Lanka, and he was put in Giambi Giambavan. The accommodation is not very simple there. So he did a play. So in the play he meets Shashiban. No? Shashiban used to give us rooms at that time. No? He used to come, and she used to receive us, and she used to tell us, you go to certain place. And so he went to Shashiban and said, okay, so I go to Sukh, okay, Giambi Giambavan. And next day he was transferred to Sukhdam after the play. And yes, Sukh, because it gives a kind of happiness, which is not much gladness or joy. It's more towards bliss. You know the feeling of I'm well, the wellness. I'm okay. I'm deeply okay. It's that kind of happiness that it's connected to the original quality of the soul. Because happiness is one of our original qualities too. Is that kind of happiness connect directly to golden age? Also connect to the soul when you experience the angelic stage, avyakt stage. That's the happiness. And that's some other type of happiness. And it's complementary to Kush. In fact, you cannot really have Sukh if you don't feel Kush. I mean, you cannot deceive yourself. If you are sad, if you are upset because someone died, you lost a job, I don't know, you are sick, something is going wrong with you, you cannot say, I'm happy, I'm a soul. No, I mean, it won't work, at least not for long, not in the long term. You cannot deceive yourself. If things are not okay in your life, if you don't feel that Kush, that will affect differently you feeling Sukh. So you have to solve first that part. So if you are not happy with the souls around you, if you're not happy with your body, if you're not happy with a situation, if you're not happy with the climate, whatever, talk to yourself, enjoy a music, or turn knowledge deeply, or enjoy the blessings that are coming to you. But solve that part first. Because when you do that, then we are able to touch the core of the soul. And it's an amazing experience, really amazing, to feel happy no matter what. Because here, when you talk about Kush, you are still seeing the storm. You know there is a storm outside there. You know Maya is around. You know things are not going right. But you are happy. But when you touch Sukh, you are unaware of the storm. You are unaware of anything bad happening around you. Because you are in touch with yourself. And you are in connection with the self. You're also in connection with Baba. And Baba is the ocean of happiness too. That's one title he uses from time to time. So that Sukh is extremely important, that all of us Brahmins have that experience. But then I was thinking, how? How can you connect to such a happiness that doesn't waver? Ever. There is one man, he's a French citizen. He lives in Tibet. And they call him the happiest man in the world. I'm not sure it's because he's French or white or man. It's because something in his brain, probably. Anyway, it says that he never got stressed in his whole life. Ever. You know, not even when he was a child or something like that. Anyway, he's a famous speaker. He talks in many places in the world. He lives in a little place there in Tibet, and he goes everywhere talking about the deep sense of happiness. And he's been good because people are able to make research on him and the effect of meditation in keeping that happiness. So you can study that. If you go in Google, you just check happiness, Buddhism, meditation, research, and you see. There is a very good document. It's a scientific document proofing. Yeah, I'm very bad with names. Sorry about that. No. And it's very difficult. But if you put like that in Google, you'll find it. It's very easy. Okay? And he has many lectures in TED, etc., etc., etc. But then I was thinking about the fact that he never ever experienced sadness, upset, not even stress. Because stress is also a form of unhappiness. Okay? Anything that makes you lose your smile, that means it's a form of unhappiness. So that's a situation that's very difficult for us to even try. We are very old souls. We don't have stress for this life. We have stress for 5 or 10 lives, you know. Maybe the problem you have in your work is not a problem of one life. Maybe it's lasting 1,000 years. You can imagine. Maybe you were fighting with that person for 1,000 years. So it's our case is a little deeper. But the example is interesting because Sukh is that case. Is that case where it's a kind of happiness that it doesn't matter what's happening. You should always have that connection. So, we have to reach that point in our spiritual effort that we stop fighting the storms. We stop fighting the problems and the adversities. We even stop using mind games, like the example of Brij Mohan Bhai, you know, the massage. We are just happy. And we just connect to that happiness. And again, my question is, how? The first thing is to have such a clear understanding of the self and experience of the self beyond my present part. I'm a mother, I'm a father, I am a man, woman, I'm young, old, I have problem here, 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 or I'm very healthy. So I have to really understand myself, not forgetting, not ignoring the present situation, but I have to understand the soul. That's real soul consciousness. The real understand that I am a soul. That's it. And not only understand, but experience. To have that anubhuti, that experience of soul. Just the soul. For how long can I have that? How many times a day? How many days a week? That will impact my experience of Sukh, of this eternal source of happiness. So the easy effort is really to have that soul consciousness. Now, the phrase soul consciousness becomes a little like a cliché, no, something we use a lot, but we don't stop thinking about it. For instance, I am speaking to you. What does it mean to be soul conscious in that case? I'm using my intellect, I'm using my brain, I'm using the background I have. So, what does it mean really to be soul conscious? Because I need that real experience of being a soul. When we start to learn about soul conscious, there was one brother from Australia. So he created a kind of, I don't know how to explain, a game maybe, or a play. So he used to walk very slowly, very slowly. And really it was beautiful because he was actor and excellent actor, by the way. So all of us start to do like him, you know, walking slowly. So I remember we are in the queue to get food. So you saw the souls walking like. And when you are eating like this. I tell you, it was very interesting experience, I cannot deny. But now, is that so conscious? Can you imagine golden age like that? That's why golden age is in India, not in the West. For the West, that would be the idea, but India is more like this, you know. It's the opposite. So we have to understand the reality of being a soul in the part, beyond the part, you know, that wonderful, wonderful experience of being that. Look at Hollywood. It's a very bad example. I'm sorry, but it's the only example we have. In Hollywood, you can have one actor who can be a comedian in one movie. The next movie, he can be a killer. You know, he can kill people there. And the other movie, he can be a woman. I mean, it's, And they have such a flexibility that they earn prizes when people don't discern the actor and the part. But he's still a person, he's an individual. So it's the same as us. I mean, you cannot discern the soul and Marcelo here, but I am that soul. And that soul was a woman in past life, or was an Indian past life. Now it's this. So the first thing, the first easy effort to have that connection with Sukh, remembering, don't deny your Kush. So if you are upset about something, solve it first. Then, just experience yourself, just the soul. Not like a zombie soul, but, you know, a real soul. The soul. Just the energy. You know zombie? The way they walk. It's not like that. We are souls. That's it. Second, having that connection with God as the ocean of happiness, really have that deep connection with Baba, as the one who gives happiness without asking. You know, seeing the ocean is wonderful, no? Especially those places where there is no ocean. So when people go and see the beach, they get, wow, this is incredible. And that is the experience with Baba. I mean, Baba is so great, is so wonderful. You don't need to ask. You just think of him, and happiness should come to you naturally because it is there. It's the ocean. When you dive in the ocean, you get wet. You cannot avoid. It's natural. It's normal. So it's important to have also that experience with Baba in terms of ocean of happiness. One of the moments of the Yagya, Baba sometimes talks about, I think in the Adidevi and Dadi Janki, she used to mention, is when there is the partition, no? When there is the civil war between India and Pakistan, or Muslims and Hindus. And I remember Daddy was explaining how she could hear, she could listen to the noise of the war, the clashes, the problems happening there. And still Baba was making them dancing around. So they were dancing there. And very nearby there was problems and horrible scenes. Other moments Baba used to send them in trance so they wouldn't realize what was going on, really. And that's the magic of the ocean of happiness. Baba can make you feel that sukh in such a way that you won't feel anything bad is happening around you. And that's probably what we need for the end especially, but also for many moments in our lives. So we need that energy, that connection with Baba in such a deep, you know, in such a depth that nothing can disturb anything, because nothing bad is happening around. Everything's okay. Everything's fixed in drama. Everything's perfect. Everything is as it is. Third, besides being soul and also have the connection with God as the ocean of happiness, the third thing, the third easy effort you can do, and it's easy, it's not complicated, is to fuel other souls also as souls full of happiness inside them. In this drama, this world cycle we are living, so sometimes our parts are full of happiness, sometimes are full of sadness. So there is one song in Hindi, Kab Khush Kabhi Gham. Yeah? So it's a song, it's about a movie, it was a famous movie in Bollywood here. So talking exactly that, sometimes things are good, sometimes they are gloomy, sometimes they are not so good, they are not that happy. But at the end, though, like all Bollywood movies, at the end everybody's dancing and happy and everyone is okay. So whatever happened, they fixed. Whatever bad things happened between them, it's over. And this is what will happen between us. Maybe we had a 1,000 years problem with someone, and that's quite possible. It's quite possible. Still, that will finish one day. There will be one day we all go to the soul world, and all the problems will finish at that point. There will be a time that we'll be with a person, maybe the same person, will be there, golden age, silver age, zero problems. So we have to connect with the happiness everyone has. And although it's a challenge, and maybe it's difficult to connect with that sukh everyone has, it's not impossible to connect with the kush, with that happiness that comes from the soul. And Baba used to do a lot of that. He used to give souls happiness, especially when they were not happy. He used to talk to them in such a way that he used to melt their hearts. Sister Chandru from San Francisco, no, we wanted her to give class to you, but she couldn't make it. And she has so many stories. She met Brahma Baba, and she had a very interesting life of experiences. One of the stories she has is that during that time, you know, when they used to come to Madhuban, they used to bring whatever was special in their cities to Madhuban. In fact, even when we came into Gyan, that happened also. I remember the brothers and sisters from Spain, they used to bring oranges. I don't know if anyone, you used to bring oranges. So they used to bring boxes of oranges here. And many other souls also used to bring things to Madhuban. So Sister Chandru, she was by herself, traveling alone. And the speciality of her city where she was at that moment was oil, cooking oil. So she was bringing like big things, you know, big things of oil. And she was just by herself, so she had to move, I think it was two or three things. So she had to move that in the train. And there was no place for her to sit in the train. She had to stand or sitting there on the floor. And the trains were crowded, and she had to stop in a station, take out all the oil. Just imagine yourself taking out all of that, and again putting inside another train, again crowded. Nobody was helping her. Nobody wanted to help her. People were smoking, so many problems, etc. So when she arrived in Madhuban, she was very upset. She was very upset. And she went straight to Baba's room, and she was dirty, you know, carrying all the oil around. And she was like saying, I'm not going to do that anymore, and things like that. But when she arrived in his, I think it was the hut, Baba's hut. So when she arrived there, he just looked at her and he said, welcome, courageous child. Courageous? Courageous child, welcome. And that melted her. It was like, oh. So sometimes we have to be a little Brahma Baba to other people also. Sometimes we have to remind other people of their own courage, of their own strength, of their own power, of their own kush, of their own sukh, of their own happiness. Sometimes we have to connect with that part, because otherwise, if we don't connect with that happiness, we will connect with the Maya, with the other parts of that person. We will connect with the bad energy. And I have seen with Dadi also this attitude. Dadi, when she meets someone who is going through a bad time, not much now, but in the past, and she used to be very strict with people, very, very strict. You probably will hear a lot, especially from the old Brahmins, how strict Dadi was. But she was always able to connect with some part of the soul that really touched. She used to touch the soul so much. Many years ago, I was in Oxford. And I don't know why in Oxford, Brahmins couldn't sit on the floor. I don't know why. I don't know the reason. Anyway, I tried to sit on the floor, so someone else came and make me sit on this chair. Okay, that's fine. And if you have been to Oxford Place, it's beautiful. And really, you don't mind to sit on the floor at all. It's very nice. And one sister, she sat on the floor. And Daddy saw it. And Daddy said something in very quick Hindi. I don't know what was that. But the sister was, you know, like crying. And she had almost like a heart attack. And she went to sit on the chair, but very in the back. Very far from Daddy. But years later, that same sister, she came to my country, to Colombia, for service. And I was looking at her, and I was remembering that crying sister. But what I saw was a very strong person, a very, very strong soul. So Daddy, she gave correction, but she was able also to give, because she was touching the soul. You know, whenever we touch the soul, we are always able to do something much better than whatever is going on around. We're able to go beyond the karmic sins that are happening. We go and touch that soul which is eternal. The karmic sin will finish. At some point, everything will be over. And we just remember and we laugh and we say, yeah, remember when you did that? Oh my God, yes, I remember that. At that moment it was horrible, but later it's fun and it's entertainment. And you can give classes on your mistakes. That's the beauty of being a Brahmin, right? In the world, hardly you see someone who will give classes based on their mistakes. It's impossible. But when you are Brahmin, you take your mistakes and you make an error into an honor, into something beautiful, something great. Wow. Wow, I had that opportunity. I was able to go through that. I did that and I'm a victorious soul. I'm here. And the fourth thing is I have been thinking a lot in the last year especially on how to put a full stop. Well, we all know how to put a full stop, right? Okay, it's easy in the paper. But I was feeling on how easy it is to put a full stop in our lives. Because our lives are not really books, it's a metaphor. So yes, in a book you put a full stop, you can start a new chapter or just close the book and it's over. But in your life, no, the things, they move, they flow along. Sometimes you think that thing is over and it comes again in another form later. I remember Gentiban sharing with us very humbly on how she saw one sanskar that she felt, and I saw myself with so many sanskars like that, and she felt that sanskar was over, it's finished, no more. And then the sanskar came again in another form, in another shape. And you think, oh my God, all the effort I made, and look at that. And so I'm thinking about, instead of thinking about full stop so much, the fourth easy effort is acceptance. Even of bad things also. We have to accept more and more and more the reality. What I am, my limitations. Because when I accept all of that, then I can overcome it, I can become better. Because otherwise, what happens when we say about full stop is like we are trying to hide something. We are trying to deceive ourselves, saying, oh, I'm perfect now. I'm not perfect. If I was perfect, I wouldn't be here, right? That's one of the basic points of Brahmin knowledge. There is nobody in a body, physical body, who is perfect. As soon as you reach perfection, you fly away. You go away. So we are still in the process. We are still in the school of angels. We are not angels. Maybe some of us, we have a pair of wings, but we don't have the... What's the name of that thing there? Yeah, aureola. Or sometimes one of the wings is not working properly. It's failing. But if when I accept that, and I'm honest about it, and I say, well, that I can do. I really can't. It's not possible. But not in the sense of, oh, I can't, I'm very bad, yeah, I'm a bad Brahmin. But in the sense of, I accept this is my stage, my present stage. And by accepting, I start to deal with Baba. Okay, I want to improve. I want to work on that. Let's work together. Yeah, Baba, come. I accept I have that problem, but can we work together? Then I'm finding easier to put a full stop, to just, okay, let's move on, let's move on, let's move on. This is a very, very magnificent, interesting life. And we cannot get stuck anywhere on the way at all. We have to move on, move on, move on. We cannot stop. Always something different, something new is happening. So I embrace and I accept everything. When I accept, then, okay, I can change it now. I can do something about it. So let's have a meditation, some meditation now. And during the meditation, I would like you to do that effort to go deep in the soul conscious. Just deep. Just go beyond your part, but not like a zombie. Naturally. Just go beyond your part. Just feel I'm a soul. And it's wonderful. I'm a feel. I'm a soul. And keep that consciousness, just the soul. So just summarizing, so happiness, I was talking about two meanings, kush, which is the joy, the gladness, and the three easy efforts was to have a toolbox, okay, music, toys you like, something that you can catch and be happy with that. But sometimes the toolbox is not enough, so churn knowledge a lot. Let your churning help you in the moments of Maya. No? And the third thing is going deeper is when you serve a lot, so you have blessings, and those blessings will be useful when the storms are big. And the sukh, which is that bliss, that original happiness of the soul, so the 4 points. Maybe they are not that easy, but they are not so difficult. Is to have the understanding and the experience of the soul, then God as the ocean of happiness, connect with the other soul, the sukh, and put a full stop or accept the drama, do something to really embrace that this is reality. I mean, this is what we live, what we are. Okay? Hope it was useful. Yeah, I hope it was okay. I don't know if you have any questions. question if you want to ask, or if you are Kush, Kushiho, if you are okay, satisfied. If you want to ask in another language, there is no problem. Someone can translate or... Well, it's okay. So thank you. And just reminding you that those who are translators, we have a meeting 4:30 in room number 1. Bring your popcorn. No, don't worry about that. But it will be a nice meeting, so it will be short, just for us to meet and to understand ourselves, because the season is starting today, this group season is starting today. And 5:30 is Yoga Bath here, okay, so for all of us. And then 9 o'clock, there is Good Night Meditation, also here. So these are the announcements. Tomorrow we have more classes, more programs, more people are coming. So slowly we are catching up the season. Let's see if we can have Peace Park also. We are trying. Let's see. Okay. So thank you very much. Om Shanti. Shanti, Om Shanti. We can have 1 minute more, yes? So again, just feel, let me feel myself as a soul, just soul. Normal soul. I have a part, I have to perform this or that. I'm using this brain, this body. But I am just that tiny point of light. All my emotions, they come from that tiny point of light. If there is something I don't like, let me work with Baba with that. Let me work with Baba and deal the situations. And I see other souls as little points of light too, performing their parts perfectly. They are wonderful actors and actresses. It's really amazing. I feel honored to be with these people. Just that soul, child of the ocean of happiness, a little ocean of happiness. Giving happiness to others. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Good afternoon.